This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, that's right. No Joey today. He's traveling. So I've got some Friday randoms here. We'll empty out the tickle trunk on you. These two go hand in hand, JC babes.
Talk to me.
I've got something called... One sec, bro. You're going to love this.
I can't wait.
Well, we've got the most frustrating things in sports. Somebody put together a list.
The last 2 minutes of any basketball game?
Well, that's... Yeah, I mean, you could certainly submit that.
Certainly be on my list.
I will give you that list in a moment. But I've also got something called the Sports Wife Bingo Card.
Okay.
Did you see this at all? So this went viral when some woman put together... That sounded awful, didn't it? Some woman.
Yeah, it did sound bad. It's not as bad as the fact that the Mets game, for some reason, is only available on Apple TV and not the MLB package. I hate that.
So she's, I don't know who this is, it's random, but she put this together and it went viral because she was watching her husband watch March Madness.
Okay.
And she put together a bingo card for watching him.
Oh, okay, so.
So, like.
That makes sense. So every time he yells at something or.
Yeah, you know. Under B, you know, bingo.
Sure.
Under B, she has, "What are you doing?" Which I say all the time. Of course, he did not say, so this is the final card. She's got X'd out what he did say.
Sure.
He did not say that, but he did say, "How's that not a foul?"
I'm trying to think of what I would put on the bingo card.
And then she has clapping, which,
yeah,
that's an easy
that
X.
Should just be the free space.
He get down is on here, he did say that.
Yeah.
Get right. Down.
Yeah.
Like for the shot.
Sure, for the, yeah.
And then she's got a spot for yells action, like get out. The next one, the under eye, she's got and one.
Okay.
How many times do you do that?
Yeah, I get it.
Places a bet is on the bingo card.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
That's probably the most, like the easiest one to guess.
Yeah. Well, that and the clapping. I mean, we all clap.
Clapping, yeah. Then she's got good defense.
Okay.
Him saying
good defense. Sure.
Hand gestures.
Oh, and again, that's a free space. Hand gestures. I mean, my God.
And then gives coaching advice.
I like it.
Under the eye.
I like that one.
Okay, on the end, she's got, "Let's go!"
Yeah.
Which,
yeah,
it's
a gimme.
Any swear word.
Oh, I was going to say, where's the curse word?
Yeah, she just has swears.
Swears. Like it.
Restless leg syndrome.
100%. I'm a 100% restless leg syndrome guy. I do the knee bounce.
This is one that you get from me all the time.
Yeah.
It's the deep sigh.
You are a deep sigher.
I'm a deep sigher.
You are a deep sigher. You also like to throw your hands up.
Yeah.
You're also
very animated with my hands.
You're an exasperated. Ah!
Was that on there?
With the hand rise.
Yeah, hand gesture. Yeah. That would have been under hand gesture.
Yeah, you're a hand gesture guy.
She's got watches another game on phone or computer. So having two games at once.
Yeah. You know, I'm not much of a two gamer. I tend to focus. I don't half-ass two things. I whole-ass one thing. I'll flip back and forth, but I usually don't do the two screens.
And on the last two lines, this is sports wife bingo. She's got, yes! Easy one.
Yeah.
Argues a call.
Sure.
Argues a play. Aggressive texting. That's a good one.
Yeah. Because everyone has that one buddy, especially if they're, if they have the same team or the same bet. Yeah, the aggressive texting is 100% a thing.
If he says, pass the ball.
Can he add little bitch?
Little.
Because you like to do that as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. You like to throw a little bitch on the end of whatever it is you're trying to tell the team to do.
Let's see if we can find that one. Yeah. I don't see that. Blip, blip, blip,
blip. Someone's saying that the girlfriend's wife started doing this during the football season this year. I can look, I'll tell you what. If you are forced as a wife or a girlfriend to watch a sporting event, you could do a lot worse than coming up with a bingo game.
This is great.
This would
because
be fun.
I'm checking a lot of these. Like, well, and the best, my wife's winning bingo.
And the best part is that the husband or boyfriend would get pissed, and that should only make you want to play it more. In fact, one of the squares on the bingo should be the husband or boyfriend yelling at you about watching him. Because you know at some point he's going to tell her to shut up or knock it off. That should be a bingo square.
And then on the O-line, she's got, oh my God!
Yeah.
Complains about refs. Mm. Easy.
Easy.
It's over!
We think!
And then checks bracket, and that's a foul.
Yeah.
When he says, that's a foul.
Yeah. They're solid.
Very good.
It's well
and
played.
I got to tell you, man, I don't think there's one on there that I don't.
There's a chance you're going to get every one of
those. I'll give you every one of those damn bingos.
I kind of now want to, because I went to a function last weekend where they were watching the games. I kind of want to just play this now myself.
I know.
Right? Like,
it's a good game.
Yeah, it's a good game.
Sports wife bingo.
This is fun.
Yeah, somebody said, what was that? We need to stop here. This is a big possession.
big play. Yeah. Yeah. Very good. I'm trying to think of anything that I do while watching a game. Hug a pillow would be on there for me. Mm. I'll definitely squeeze on that one. I will announce that I have to go to the bathroom.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. Instead of just like, and not like anyone's paying attention, but I will make an announcement at some point. Oh, man, I got to take a piss. And I will get up and go to the
bathroom. So you know this and you still do this.
I still do it. I don't know why. But if I'm watching a game and I do have to get up to go to the bathroom, I, for whatever reason, I make an announcement. Am I the only one that announces the bathroom?
Yes.
Yeah.
Why would you do that?
I don't know.
No one cares.
I know no one cares.
We assume you're headed to the... I mean...
I can't help
you
it.
You went in the bathroom. We assume that's what you have to do.
No. As I'm getting up from the couch, I just want, hey, everyone, calm down. I'll be right back. Maybe it's like, I don't know, like, I'm coming back to watch it. Don't change the channel. I don't know. I just, for whatever reason, I announce a bathroom trip.
I think you got to add one. One that my wife would add on my card would be, God, he sucks!
Yes. You, especially watching Kansas basketball, either God, he sucks. Now, is it a separate square or is it the same? God, we suck. Because you like saying the we suck as well.
Yeah, that could be two different squares.
Would going to the floor be one? Because
Are you a floor watcher?
In certain moments, if it's a tense moment, I will end up on the floor.
Really?
Yeah.
That'd be on your bingo.
That'd be on my bingo card.
See, a lot of these are specific to the husband.
Yeah. I would definitely, if it's a tense game that I am involved in or there is a significant bet, you could do it two ways. Either I end up on the floor or I stand up as well.
Yeah, the stand.
The stand.
I do the stand.
Yeah.
Only at the very biggest moment.
Yes. But you can't, I find watching a big moment, it's more cathartic standing or being on the floor. Sometimes it's a floor game. You're like, and that's where the hugging of the pillow comes in.
Have you ever slapped the floor?
No, I can't say that I have.
Like, the shot goes up and it doesn't go in, your team loses, slam the floor.
I've done that. I broke, you know, when my wife figured out that me watching Kansas basketball is not something she wants to be a part of, is when we were first dating way back when. This is probably back when Kansas was losing in the first round all the time.
Yeah.
I did exactly what Will said, and I broke her ottoman. I was so mad. I forget which game it was.
Yeah.
And I broke her ottoman, and she was like, oh, okay.
Yes, little,
may not be with you all that long.
A little awkward.
And here we are, here 20 we are. Years later.
Air karate would definitely be on my
list.
Yeah,
I've seen you do that.
Yeah.
That's when you're excited.
When I'm excited, I will break out some air karate.
Yeah!
You do the big, like, ha, 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 ha.
Yeah. That is on mine. I also think there should be an awkward moment where you make other people uncomfortable with something that you said. Either that or there is some sort of outburst where everyone watching has to do a Jesus. What are you? That's creepy.
Yeah, makes everyone uncomfortable.
Makes everyone uncomfortable would be on there. And
anybody
also,
bite their nails?
No, I'm not a nail biter.
I don't either.
But I will also run to get beers. I will not walk. Even if it's a timeout or a commercial and I know I have plenty of time.
You won't? Walk.
No, there is an active, because I keep all of my beer in the garage. I do not have beer in the...
Yeah, it takes up too much space.
Yeah, so there's a separate beer fridge, and for whatever reason, I have an inability to walk to get a beer. There will be a hustle. And it's not always a run, but you know, like when you're crossing a crosswalk and you're trying to make it look like you're hustling? And so you just kind of...
It's a little shuffle.
It's a little shuffle.
O-line jog.
An O-line jog, yes. There will, at some point in the game, be an O-line jog to get a beer and or beers.
Can I bring up something totally unrelated?
Absolutely.
On that note?
Yeah.
It makes me mad if someone does not pretend to do the O-line jog when I'm waiting. Like, if I stop my car for you to get across the street...
Yeah.
If you just take your sweet time, that makes me mad.
Yes.
It does to you too?
Yes. It is this is why I do it. Even if I'm not necessarily going faster, it's acknowledging to the person, I understand you're waiting on me.
And I am trying to hustle.
And I want you to know that even if I'm going slow, this is my effort to make it look like I'm going faster.
Exactly.
Yes.
I do that every time.
It's a common, and the key is to pump your arms. As long as you're pumping your arms, it makes it feel like you're
shoulder
going
bounce.
Faster.
And I'm the shoulder bounce.
The shoulder bounce. Yeah.
And then I like to do a wave.
Yeah, I always wave.
I like to do the I'm hustling. Hand up with a wave.
Yep. Thank you.
And then I maybe do a thumbs up and I keep going.
I think people are surprisingly nice about that.
Yes.
At least around my place when I'm walking the dog.
Yeah.
Because I have to cross a busy street with little Molly 10Gs.
As do I.
And people are really nice about it.
Yes.
And they wave and they're like, oh, go ahead, you're good.
Yeah.
But every once in a while you find an a-hole. And maybe they just don't see you.
That's the worst, though. I will say that I do not assume that anyone's going to stop in a crosswalk.
That's a good.
I'm too paranoid about getting my dog run down.
You're absolutely right.
Yeah,
Never assume.
And someone is right. I am 100% going to give you a come on. That's another one.
We have that in drop form.
Yeah,
here on the fan.
Come on!
If it's late night and your team's like getting destroyed, will you just go to bed?
No, I have to watch it.
I tend to be a finisher.
So, like how Sook says, like he'll get up and just say, "I'm going to the bathroom. I'm going to bed. I'll go to bed."
That's you?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. I will go to bed if I'm that upset.
Who's your team? I don't even know this.
Really only going to get me this way with the Seahawks.
Really?
Maybe Mariners, but they're never good. So. Seahawks is really the only one.
Learning something about young Will Ortner today.
Yeah.
So the Seahawks, you're into it.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. But I get jealous. Like, watching you watch Kansas Jayhawks basketball, I wish I felt that.
Yeah, you just don't have it.
It's not quite...
Eastern Washington. Central Washington.
No one cares. Like, when we lose to Western Montana, I'm the only one upset. And no one's going to put up with me during that, so I just don't.
Yeah. But you have it with the Seahawks. That's good.
Close-ish. Yeah. Close-ish.
And yours?
You should have it with at least one.
You need it. It's important to have it. Otherwise, like, then you're not really a fan.
I only have two. It's KU and the Royals.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
Nothing else gets me hot and bothered like that.
And nothing quite like Kansas basketball.
No, they're two different.
Yeah, it's two different. I've been 20 years with you, and I've seen the highs and the lows, but Kansas basketball is a different.
It's the format.
It's a different. Yeah, one and done. Well, and you're really good. I mean, you're supposed to be good. There's expectations there. Whereas Kansas City, you're playing with house money a little
bit. That's
fair. I will, to Will's point, if my team is getting blown out, I will quit. Even though I will say that there is a lot of, you know, I quit.
But you'll watch, though.
I watch.
I watch, too.
But I will.
I hate watch the
again,
rest of the way.
I make a lot of announcements to nobody. Even if I'm watching the game by myself, I will make an announcement to the dog.
Yeah.
And one of those announcements, if I'm watching the Red Wings and we go down 3 goals, I promise you at some point it will be that I effing quit. And then I don't do anything, and it's to
but
no one.
But you've sent it into the ethos.
Yes.
The dog heard it.
The world needs to know that I quit.
You're out.
I'm out.
And then you just hate watch and laugh at them.
Yes.
That's what I do.
I do hate watch. I do have to stick around, and then it does turn into a hate watching situation. And then we like to talk about who it is that you hate and why they suck and all that.
Well, look, it's a great bit by the wags out there.
Yes.
Sports wife bingo.
The other one is, and I realize this, if my team is getting blown out, I will, one player in particular will face my wrath. I am a single.
You pick one out. That
there will be one.
Had a rough game or something.
And it's usually the same guy.
You just don't like a guy.
Yes. And I will let, again, anyone around me or just the ethos, they will know who I hate. And I will announce it to the point where my gal will be like, I get it. Like, I know. And then I have to tell her, it's not about
I don't think you do.
Yes. Just
listen to me. I just want you to listen to me.
Yes. And then sometimes she makes the mistake of asking me why I hate that person. And that's not the question that I need to be asked. I just need you to share in my hate with him and then just agree and be like, yes, I hate him as well. And then we can bond in our hatred.
Yeah. You should really hate this guy, babe.
Yes.
Well, I don't. Well, no, you should. Trust me.
And there's nothing worse than when she'll be like, well, I think he looks kind of cute. And I'm like, shut up. That's even worse.
By the way, Will is hate watching Michigan State right now. I can see it.
Yeah, I am.
I can see it.
I hate anyone who's not named Jace Richardson right now.
Yeah, they're throwing up brick after brick.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, the tall big guy had a guard on him and he passed it out and it got stolen.
Ole Miss is pretty good. It's 50-47 Rebels. 50-49 Rebels with 8 minutes. This game's coming down to the wire.
Yes. Cool.
And this, I'm more mad because I almost, like, I went back and forth on my bet on this one.
You know what that's a sign of? Don't bet it.
Well, what's the fun in that?
We can't allow that to happen.
That's ridiculous.
All right. Most frustrating things in sports wraps up the hour on The Fan.